On the rocky hill, Will and the pirates waited in their bone cages. "I must do something," Will said to himself. "I must save Elizabeth." "Try to move your cage," he shouted to the pirates. "Move it toward the rocks. Then put your feet through the holes between the bones and try to climb the hill." Leech and the pirates in the other cage understood and started to move it slowly up the hill. But suddenly a guard saw them and screamed loudly. The music stopped. As Will and the men in his cage reached the top of the hill, the islanders ran toward them. They pulled the cage up around their legs and started to run. They had to find the Black Pearl fast. When the guard ran toward them, the Pelagostas were preparing to light the fire under Jack. "The prisoners are trying to escape," he screamed. "Follow them," Jack ordered. "They mustn't escape." "What shall we do?" the Pelagostas islanders couldn't decide. "Shall we light the fire or follow the other prisoners? We want to free our chief from his body, but he is telling us to leave." Finally, they decided to follow the other prisoners. But one man dropped a piece of burning wood, and suddenly the fire was burning under Jack. There was nothing that Jack could do about it. "They're going to cook me, Captain Jack Sparrow," he said to himself. Jack finally escaped from the burning wood by throwing his body from one side to the other. Watched by a small boy, he jumped away from the fire and ran into the trees. The boy also ran into the forest and found the Pelagostas. "Our chief is running away," he called. The islanders shouted angrily. They stopped following Jack's men and ran after Jack. Will and some of the pirates arrived on the beach and broke out of their cage. They didn't notice Pintel and Ragetti preparing the pearl. "Excellent," Gibbs shouted. "We can sail." "I'm not going to leave without Jack," Will said. Gibbs suddenly pointed along the beach, and Will saw Jack. He was running down the beach with a Pelagostas close behind him.
"Jack, hurry!"
Gibbs shouted. Jack ran through the shallow water to the side of the pearl, and Gibbs pulled him onto the ship.